Rebecca Lehrer is a Salvadoran Jewish-American woman from Los Angeles. And Amy Choi is a Korean-American mother to two Korean, Colombian, Mexican-American kids. With all those hyphens to tell the story of where they're from, they host a podcast called The Mashup Americans, where they talk to people around our country about their hyphen stories. And they're here to talk about a special holiday for a little-known saint, the Feast of San Givin. So Amy, Rebecca, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So I have a few years of Catholic school under my belt, actually.
Oh, but wow.
Catholic school and I go way back.
More on that later.
But you celebrate the feast day of a saint that I have never heard of. So who is San Givin?
Well, he's the projection of all of our American dreams. So many Latinos are Catholic, although this is Rebecca and I happen to be a Latin Jew, but many are Catholic. And so, you come to the States and you hear people talking about Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving. And so you're putting it through the sort of Spanish, Spanglish lens and you hear, it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, so we're all getting together. We're going to eat.
Thanksgiving. So, yeah, we're going to eat pavo. It's the patron saint of pavo.
The patron saint of pavo.
So, Thanksgiving is really a sort of this idea of how we as new Americans kind of come to embrace and celebrate Thanksgiving.
So, Rebecca, you said your family comes from...
My mom is from El Salvador. She's a Salvadoran Jew. And my dad's family is from Vienna and Poland. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
And Amy, your family is from?
The Republic of Korea. I was the first person born here. My parents immigrated in the 70s when that big old wave of Korean immigrants, the first wave, came into the U.S. So when we celebrated San Givin, it wasn't the patron saint for us because I have no Latino background in me. But, I mean, I think for us, Thanksgiving was always like... It was the American holiday. And we didn't have necessarily like a deep understanding of what it signified or meant, even only that it was a time when Americans came together around a table and we were now American. So this is what we did. And so I think about it like, all of our other holidays, like we were like kind of Christian, but not really the way that I think a lot of the Korean community is in the U.S. And like Christmas and Easter, all those days we ate Korean food. Sure. Like that was like... Kalbichim and like tangjangjjigae and banchan and like Thanksgiving we had stovetop stuffing and instant mashed potatoes because that was American.
Oh,
it was like we were performing Americanness in my family as well.
Yeah,
it was like because it was just the only non-Jewish holiday that we really celebrated.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, this is what Americans do.
Like you didn't have to go to synagogue on Thanksgiving.
Exactly, and I loved it because I mean, even though I actually love the ritual of many prayers and religious things, I loved it because it was the one holiday where you simply just ate. Like there wasn't like a 4-hour Seder.
Yeah. But then there's also still this sort of cultural idea of what's supposed to be on that table.
Exactly.
At least for, a lot of families, places, including my own. That table looks pretty different.
Totally.
So I'd love to hear what was on your San Givin tables when you were growing up.
I think my parents, what they created for us was really a part of like integrating into Americanness. Yeah. So we did the turkey and it wasn't like a soy glazed turkey or like a miso glaze. It was just turkey. It was stovetop stuffing. It was instant mashed potatoes because like we didn't cook potatoes anytime other than Thanksgiving. So we didn't know how. But then also like all the accoutrement was like my dad had to eat gochujang with his turkey.
Which like is the Korean chili sauce.
Exactly. And then,
it was like there was a whole array of banchan, right?
Right. And there was no...
Which are the Korean... Snacks?
Side dishes. but yeah, it's like, we didn't have bread on the table. It was always white rice, banchan, gochujang, soy sauce.
Like kimchi and little marinated vegetables.
Exactly.
And you had that turkey.
But then also turkey.
And Rebecca?
Similarly, it was sort of it was kind of a performance of Americanness in some way. So we would come and be like, this is the turkey. And then we couldn't not have rugelach or something for dessert, right? It was somehow like, well, I also stopped at Cantor's Deli just because, you never know if you're going to need it, right?
I actually have a question. Yeah. Is that it wasn't until like hanging out with white people as an adult and like having celebratory meals that like I learned that you could like carve a bird and make it beautiful and that was a thing that people did.
Oh.
Like we had a cleaver, like, you would chop through
like
the bird.
Like Asian cleaver. Yeah. You would chop it like you would like when you go to...
Like a duck.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly right.
Was that your experience, Francis?
Well, my experience is that my family comes from China. And, you know, turkey is not really a thing there at all. And, you know, my parents love succulents. And so, like, I don't know what the deal with this holiday is. It seems cool. The kids are off from school. But, like, we're not eating a turkey. Why would you make yourself eat a turkey when there are other actual delicious things to eat?
You know, it's funny because I think a lot of our fans and readers of the Mashup Americans have sent us their wonderful family recipes. So, actually, you know, a friend, Paige, who's a she likes to say I'm Chinatown Chinese, so she's a few generations American, but from San Francisco, Chinatown. Her family has this fabulous soy, you know, marinated turkey. And then our Puerto Rican friend who has this guava adobado turkey. And then there's a sticky rice stuffing. There's people who have, you know, a lot of mashups really do take it and interpret it while still, you still have to work within some constraint of ingredients.
But I really, I mean, I so appreciate that. And if there is like one last thing that I think we would really want to impart is that we believe in creating culture every day.
Right.
That like just by living, we're creating a new culture. And by having deep roots and carrying them forward into the new families that we're making, like maybe you make your daughter turkey or maybe not, or maybe it's a beautiful bird infused with the flavors of like your traditions of like Hong Kong flavors. And that, like, that's incredible, right? Like, we get to do it because we have access to all of these things.
Yeah.
And they're all equally American.
Absolutely.
Amen. Yeah. We're grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We're hungry now.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Rebecca Lehrer and Amy Choi are hosts of the podcast, The Mashup Americans. You can get that wherever you get our fine podcasts.